Here's one good old broadcast tradition that's still going on. Every Saturday morning, musicians in Mount Airy, North Carolina, gather at a historic downtown theater. They've been doing it since 1948, when AM radio station WPAQ began airing a live show called The Merry-Go-Round. The program features regional old-time and bluegrass music, and today The Merry-Go-Round is one of the last shows of its kind on the airwaves. From North Carolina Public Radio, Jessica Jones reports.
It's almost time to go on the air, and radio host Tim Chadwick settles behind a rickety table on a stage before about 100 people. As a big on-air sign flashes nearby, Chadwick welcomes the crowd.
And the guests on our first portion of today's Merry-Go-Round are my own friends and a great old-time band on stage right now. Here they are, folks, the Mountain Park Old-Time Band.
One of the band members steps to the front and begins to tap a graceful Appalachian dance to get them started. Old-time music like this was brought to the region by Scotch-Irish settlers. It's the forerunner of modern bluegrass and country. And the Merry-Go-Round is the only live show in existence where aficionados can hear it, along with bluegrass, every Saturday without fail. Band members Roger Stamper and Mark Handy say it's an honor to be on the program.
It's like being a part of history. I mean, it's just another opportunity to take part in a tradition that's been around for practically forever.
Yeah, because if this dies, then the music dies. Because, you know, it's broadcast and people that hear it, they take it home with them and then it passes on to somebody else.
Old-time and bluegrass music is taught mostly by ear. And decades ago, some people worried the tradition would die out. So WPAQ's founder, Ralph Epperson, devoted hours of programming every week to his favorite music, with local news and religious shows to fill in the gaps. Experts today say many stations had similar formats.
They might have run some things that they got from a network, but a great deal of what they programmed was local.
Alan Jabour is a musician and founding director of the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. He has also played his fiddle on the station.
What's distinctive about WPAQ is that it kept doing that. While others sold out to conglomerates who produced packaged forms of music that were sort of centrally created and disseminated out to the provinces.
Two other live music programs that survived, the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville and the Wheeling Jamboree in West Virginia, moved on to a modern country format. But to the delight of musicologists nationwide, WPAQ's Merry-Go-Round has remained the same. They've come for years to hear local performers like legendary fiddler Tommy Jarrell, who appeared on the show in 1976.
Well, I'm going to play the joke on the puppy. A lot of folks called it rye straw, but old man Pitt McKinney, old Civil War veteran, he called it the joke on the puppy.
Yeah, all righty.
Today, those recordings are a treasure trove for old-time musicians who trade copies at fiddle conventions and festivals. The University of North Carolina has a complete collection in its archives, thanks to the late Ralph Epperson. Kelly Epperson is his son.
My dad had most all of these recordings in the basement of their house. There was a landing halfway down the steps, completely full of some of these old WPAQ recordings that drive my mother crazy. She didn't want anybody to come in the house, and especially to come in and see the basement.
Kelly Epperson is now WPAQ's general manager. Despite economic pressures, he intends to remain true to his father's vision to promote the old-time and bluegrass music of the region.
There's never, ever been a consideration here to drop the merry-go-round. It'll always be here on WPAQ as long as there's an Epperson running this place.
That's good news for fans of the show. The station began streaming its signal online a few years ago. Epperson says he receives letters and emails from listeners as far away as Japan and Australia. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Thank you. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.